get there. So, you know, integrity, ethics is extremely important. I mean, just like how your buddy felt like, oh my God, like she just made it singular. It's plug versus plug. What happened to me? I mean, you know.
I love it. The fact she took that seriously. I love that. Please keep bashing him. He's a very emotional, sensitive little kid. So please, he needs a life coach. He needs a motivational speaker. He needs inspiration because he's not living his dream. He's living my dream.
Right now.
That was funny.
Right, and you know what? I mean, work ethics is huge. I mean, a lot of people mistake the work ethics with trust and all that good stuff. I mean, you know, you might be working with someone who has excellent work ethics, but they may not be the most trustworthy person in the world. Now, a lot of people may say, what the hell is she talking about? Okay, we cannot take everything personal, okay?
Right.
You know, for instance, you might hire your friend to work for you. His work ethics is great, but you may not trust him on the personal level. He might be seeing your girl on the side, but, you know, he's doing a great job, you know, in your corporation. So what do you do? Do you let him go because he's talking to your girl on the personal level, or do you keep him because he's actually an excellent contributor to your team?
Well, knowing me and knowing my relationship with him, I would definitely kick him off in a heartbeat. But in all seriousness,
I love you too, Becky.
Listen, in all seriousness, this is my guy, and I have that saying, or we know that saying. It's a very disrespectful saying, but it's kind of like a guy code saying, bros over you know what.
Right.
That's kind of my mentality, and it's not to disrespect women or anything like that. I have nothing against them. I love women. Some of the greatest women in this world have made the world as great as it is today, especially in our industry, in sports media. Mm-hmm. You know, you see some of the names such as like Rachel Nichols, Ramona Shelburne, people like that who are like pioneers in the sports media industry and have been doing it for years, and they just so happen to be women. So I definitely agree with you on that aspect. And tell me some of the different, you know, platforms and the different people that you work with using that mission statement, and how you kind of applied that to your company.
That's an excellent question. You know, currently I am a confidential coach. Now, a lot of people don't know what that means. Now, confidential coaching is basically tailoring to high profile clientele. For instance, I, you know, coach, you know, politicians, and I do have some, you know, NBA players.
You can be specific. It's okay.
So, you know, and then of course some C-level executives. So those are some of my clientele on the coaching side that may not be necessarily utilizing more of the business coaching, but more in the life coaching sector.
Right.
And it's amazing with individuals, and I'll utilize the C-level executives. If you, if your audience don't know what the C-levels are, these are individuals in Fortune, you know, 500, 1,000 companies that are CEOs, CMOs, CFOs. So anybody with a C, you know, title, you know that they're pretty high up there. These are all the executive committees now, and it's pretty amazing that these C-levels who are running, you know, multi-million dollar, you know, companies, they actually have more than two life coaches on their bench.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. And we all have a specific, you know, some of them actually utilize life coach for, you know, family implementation, and some of them utilizes their life coach for personal development and how to maintain themselves as a real person while they're being a CEO for a company like Apple or like Sony's or like Philips.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, that was actually, you know, some great examples that you just gave out. And, you know, you touched on it beforehand in terms of, you know, ethics when it comes to having an ethics involved in your mission statement. I know my aunt, who currently lives with me here in Virginia, she started her own small business. It's called Tata Tech, and it's a risk management company. And her company's based off an ethical approach. And she told me that it was extremely difficult because it set her back by like a year and a half, because we know companies nowadays, and especially we can tie this into sports as well. We see players nowadays not necessarily give their heart and soul to the game, but rather care about their branding, their image,
right,
the advertisement, setting up their lives after basketball. So I definitely understand that. And it takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to keep with that ethical approach and that ethical mentality. So I just want to say kudos to you for that, most definitely. let's get into, since we did touch on it, and if I do remember correctly, we are a sports talk radio show, right?
I think we are.
Yeah, we are. So I got to bash you for this, Marie.
Go ahead, Becker. Bring it on.
You know, she was texting me yesterday, and I was asking her some of her favorite teams, and she just happened to tell me, this might be a coincidence, she lives in the Bay Area, so she's an Oakland Raider. Oakland.
The
not
Raiders.
Las Vegas. Yeah, the Oakland Raider fan.
Well, we're not in Las Vegas yet, okay? But yes,
the key word is yet, but go ahead.
I am a hardcore Raiderette,
yep.
You know, always have been since I was 12 years old. You know, I came from the islands. I'm from the beautiful islands of Samoa. If you guys don't know where that's at, it's about 3,000 to 6,000 miles away from the main island of Hawaii.
Right.
But we landed in Compton, California in, you know, 1986, and that's where I became a Raider fan. And, you know, of course, it originated from Oakland, went back to L.A., came back to Oakland, and now we might end up in V-Town, which, you know, wherever my Raiders go, I'm following. I don't care.
Physically or just emotionally? Like, would you actually move to Vegas? Are you that type of fan? Are you
mentally
that type of fanatic? Oh, okay, there you go. There you go. That's one way to go. See, I'm an Eagles fan, so right now my emotions are kind of sad, angry, upset, pissed, however you want to put it. I'm not really in a position of power, so I can't really talk bad about your Oakland Raiders.
No,
but
I was about to say you can't do that if you're an Eagles fan. I mean, but here's the great thing about being a Raider fan. I mean,
yep.
We have lost so many times, right?
To put it lightly.
I mean, we have overcame that is major adversity and obstacle right there. If you're a Raider fan, you know, after year after year. And I think the last time that we even thought about making it is when Gruden was our coach. And I'll tell you, when Gruden was, you know, what was in town, and I believe when we were playing, I think Brady was, like, actually the first year that Brady was, you know, the...
Are you talking about the snow game?
The 2001.
The fumble? Yeah.
No.
In 2003, yes.
I mean, that game should have been ours, but, you know, ever since, you know, Chucky left us, I mean, things have been pretty bad. You know,
but
other than that, we're still here. I mean, the real Raider fans, you know, we still rocking. And this year we're looking good. I mean, last year when we beat the Niners, because the majority of my family are all Raiders, with the exception of my father, my brother-in-laws, and my baby sister, they're all hardcore Niners. So can you imagine when we beat them last year? It was like the Super Bowl for us.
You do realize the Niners are pretty bad, too, right? You do realize that, right? I don't mean to spoil your fun or excitement right now. But they're doing pretty bad as well.
Right. Well, you know, you were talking about work ethics, right?
I was about to
bring up, what's his name? Who's the Niners quarterback? This is pretty bad.
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
I mean, he was just all over the place, you know, on magazine posts and all. And then he came back and sucked. Like, what happened?
I mean,
you need to put your team first, buddy, then your abs, then your, you know, and biceps out there.
But let's talk about the optimism heading into this year, because if you look at the past few drafts, they've drafted pretty excellent. You get your quarterback in Derek Carr. You get your pass rusher, elite pass rusher in Khalil Mack. You get your wide receiver in Amari Cooper. So you got a core of players right there. So what do you think heading into this year is a realistic goal?
A realistic goal, I know we're going to make it to the playoffs, straight up.
I know it. Okay.
I know we're going to make it. If you're recording this, oh, my God, yes.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to make it into the, you know, into the wild card or to the Super Bowl, but I do know the Raiders are going to the playoffs this year.
All right. Well, that's fair.